Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time it is that you're watching this. I am Karita Mbagara, welcoming you to Sitam Church Online. I am the Deputy Bishop of Christ is the Answer Ministries. Today I want to consider the fact that God is not just a God of law who lives up there, they're just sending us rules and regulations that we should obey. Even when he was giving the commandments, which forms the basis for the law, he first showed himself as a God of grace, a God of unmerited favor. In the book of Exodus chapter 20, that's where he gives the Ten Commandments. And this is what he states at the beginning. Verse 1 says, "And God spoke all these words, saying," and this is what God said, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Then verse 3 it says, "You shall have no other gods before me." Notice that God says, "I am your God. And I am a God who took the initiative to deliver you from bondage, from the slavery in Egypt." And it is after that that he gives the first commandment, "No other gods other than me," and the other commandments that follow, that we should not worship other gods. He is a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of grace, a God who reaches us, you know, where we are at, and lifts us and brings us to the place where we can benefit. He reveals himself to us, and he wants us to first and foremost understand that he is a God who loves us and who does good things for us. He is the one who sends us rain. He's the one who sends us sunshine. But more than that, he's a God who gave us life. But because we do not know him, many times we go astray. You know, it is not just to the people of Israel that he did this. The Israelites came from Abraham. And from the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 2, we actually recognize that he had done the same for Abraham. Because this is what verse 2 says. And this is Joshua speaking to the Israelites as they enter the promised land. He tells them, "And Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods." In other words, Abraham had come from a place of worship of idols. His father was a worshiper of idols, and I believe that he had grown that way. But God revealed himself to Abraham, called him out of that place, and started doing great things in his life. This is the same God that we encounter in the New Testament. This is to say that the God of the Old Testament, who sometimes we mistake to be just a God of the law, a God of judgment, but we think that he is different when he comes to the New Testament, is consistently the same. He is a God of grace. He calls us out of backgrounds that perhaps we would be, you know, not too proud about, and he delivers us, he changes us, he transforms us. He did it for Abraham. He has done it for me. He will do it for whoever will turn to him and accept his calling. Now, when we consider that God is a God of grace, what should be our response to him? Three things. I think the first thing is that we must worship him. And perhaps that's why the first commandment is that you will not have any other God apart from me. And it goes only to say, you will worship me, you will not worship other gods, because of his grace. Is that difficult? No. But secondly, some people have taken worship to be just stating that God is like this, is like the other. So the next thing that we need to do is to obey him. Our worship is confirmed when we actually do what he tells us to do. We live according to his instructions. And thirdly, we must live in humility. None of us was deserving. None of us was seeking after God. He came looking for us. So we live in humility. We live in worship. We live in obedience. And when we live in those, you know, in those three ways, we will find that our relationship both with God and fellow man will be much richer and much more beautiful. I trust that God will give you a revelation of what I have been saying, that the grace of God demands that we live right with God. And when we live right, we will be a blessing to ourselves and to those around us. Have a great week as you live according to what we have said. Amen.